Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hour number two of the program happening right now. Glad to have each and every one of you on board on this thick Thursday. 14-0 Chargers up on the Minnesota Vikings. To start this ball game, we didn't give a prediction. I don't even know what the spread is.
I don't know what it is either, so let's do it blindly. I'll take the Chargers.
Me too. Tie goes to the runner on that one. All right, let's jump out to the D&M Leasing Hotline. Welcome to the program. From Mile High Sports and Gorilla Sports, this guy's been doing this for a long time over in the Denver area, talking all things Denver sports, the one, the only, Mr. Eric Goodman. Eric, you and I talked years ago back when I was in H-Town. Glad to have you on. It's been too long. First and foremost.
Can I ask you something really quickly?
You absolutely can.
I don't know if you have his cell number. Why don't you ask Terry Rozier what the point spread is? I bet he knows.
Or at the very least, Chauncey Billups.
He bet on himself.
You know?
He probably bet the under for the game.
You know he did. You know he did. Because, hell, he's out with a hamstring injury. So, real quick, before we get into this, how do you feel about my boy Christian Braun getting the five-year, $125 million deal?
How is he your boy? Are you his dad? Are you his daddy?
I'm a Jayhawk, man. I'm a Jayhawk.
Oh, my daughter, you know, it's funny you should say that. I'm taking my daughter on a tour there in a couple of weeks. I think she's going to go there, too.
Rock Chalk. It's maybe the greatest university in all of mankind. So just putting that out there for what it's worth.
And I'll tell you this. I used to work in Topeka, Kansas, one of my first TV
That's
jobs.
That was when you and I, because I'm from Topeka. What, WIBW?
Okay, so I was at KTKA.
Okay, Channel 49.
So, and it was the ABC affiliate. So, you know, being there, but that was, you know, way back in the dark ages. That was from like 92 to 94.
Oh, I remember those days.
It was such a great time to be a fan out there because KU played in the Final Four in 93. Bill Snyder was building one hell of a program. Bob Chipman at Washburn always had great teams. We were there when Joe Montana got to the Chiefs and Marcus Allen was with the Chiefs and George Brooks' final game. It was a great time to be covering sports there.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but weren't the Topeka Sizzlers there as well, playing at the Expo Center in the CBA?
I believe that restaurant went bankrupt.
Well, I hate to interrupt this bromance, but how big of a loss is Dre Greenlaw going to be for the Broncos in that defense? Is it still one of the best defenses in the league, even without Greenlaw out there? Are the Cowboys going to feel the difference of not having an all-pro linebacker for the Broncos out there?
Well, he's only played one game this year, and that was in the most recent game. So, yes, he was suspended for one game. So what kind of a loss is it? I don't know what kind of gain it is yet, because we haven't seen him out there with any consistency. He came here after coming off a season in which he was injured. The Broncos have a very strong history of keeping their players healthy. I think that's probably one of the reasons why they brought in Dre Greenlaw, not to mention he's a fantastic player, but he pulled a leg muscle, I believe it was a quad, during like training camp, and he didn't play for the majority of training camp, didn't play in any preseason games, did not start the season on the IR. then went on the IR, finally made an appearance against the Giants. He didn't play a major role in the game, and now he's out again.
Well, kind of dovetailing, still talking about the Broncos defense, Patrick Surtain being the best corner in the game. We assume that he will be able to go man coverage. We know the Broncos run man more than a lot of other teams in the league. What do you think the opposite of Surtain is going to do with having two receiving threats like George Pickens and CD? Surtain can only guard one of those guys. Is it going to be Brackett on the other side? You're trying to use more blitzing. What do you expect from this Broncos defense to kind of limit the options?
Well, I'll start with this. Did you watch the Giants game against the Broncos at the very least at the end?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The guy who's going to be covering Pickens is the guy who was called for a ridiculous pass interference call in the end zone. Mm-hmm. And that is Riley Moss.
Yep.
Riley Moss is always going to be tested because Pat Surtain is on the other side. But Riley Moss is a really, really good cornerback. He's got the right attitude. He's a DAWG. And he's one of the few white cornerbacks in the history of this league who, you know, at least in the last 10, 15 years. But the guy's a good player, but the ball's going to be thrown his way a lot. And if I'm Dak Prescott, I throw the ball, you know, Riley Moss's way as well. If you want to attack Pat Surtain, just do it at your own risk.
No, you're absolutely right. Now, what about as far as, and I guess, how surprised are you that, you know, Bo Nix, it looks like he's finally starting to get some things rolling a little bit, but is this kind of, you know, now that you got some expectations, Denver kind of snuck up on some people last year. This is a team that a lot of people picked to win the AFC West this year, as far as the Broncos are concerned, let some teams hang around that you probably didn't think they should, Tennessee being one of them. What kind of Denver Bronco team, hell, you didn't expect them to be losing by 33 or, you know, 26 going into the fourth quarter this past Sunday. What is this Denver Bronco team, you know, 7-8 weeks into the season?
We really do not know.
Okay.
And that's, I am not just passing that off. And this is why we don't know. Because the offense, at least over the last 3 weeks, it wasn't particularly great in the previous four games either. It wasn't great against the Titans. They exploded all over the Cincinnati Bengals, but everybody, you know, runs it up and down the field on those guys. They gave up, you know, we found out who the Colts were when they beat the Broncos. Yeah. In a game that you can make the case the Broncos should have won. You can make the case the Broncos should be 7-0. Now, I am not that guy who's going to say, well, this went this way and this went that way. This is a stat that is going to chill both of you. In both of those games, they led at the beginning of the fourth quarter, the 15-minute mark, and led all the way through the 1 second mark. They lost on a pair of last-second field goals, and one of them, against the Chargers, they were attempting a 60-yarder, all right? They were attempting – you know, I might be mixing up my games. It might have been the Colts. One of those teams was attempting a 60-yard field goal, and there was no way this guy was going to make it, and the Broncos got called for a leverage penalty, and they moved up the ball. The guy kicked the game-winning field goal. You can make the case they could be 7-0, but at the end of the day, they came back from a 14-point deficit against the Eagles. You can make the case the Eagles should have won that game. The Giants certainly should have won the game against the Broncos as well. They just wound up collapsing. Who are they? I will tell you this. They are undisciplined throughout the roster in terms of penalties, but specifically on offense and specifically pre-snap penalties that gets any coach upset. Their execution in the screen game with the wide receivers blocking, and they throw more screens than anybody. They have struggled with it because the downfield blocking has not been very good. They've had wide receivers that are dropping too many passes as well. Sean Payton either doesn't run enough or runs in the wrong situations. We can look at the quarterback on this, and I know everybody looks at Sean Payton as some offensive genius. I get it. But at the end of the day, he still has some old school mentalities where he wants to keep showing everybody just how smart he is.
Right.
By saying, look at this package I'm sending in with these three tight ends. And then I'm going to send in this guy. And then I'm going to send in three more guys. And for a young quarterback, it doesn't allow that quarterback to get into any flow. The play clock is winding down. Sean Payton famously has really long play calls. And all I will say to you is listen to one of his press conferences. Listen to his cadence when he talks. then you'll be like, oh my God, this is rocket fuel with how slow he talks, with how long his play calls are. And you're going to be like, I don't even know how they get plays off. And in their last couple of games, two of their last three games, they had a delay game penalty on their opening drive.
That's not good. That's what it's hurt to play down in.
Their defense, on the other hand, those guys are ballers. I mean, they can definitely get to the quarterback. The problem facing the Cowboys is you arguably have the best offensive line in football. Dak Prescott's having an MVP-type season. You have arguably the best duo of wide receivers in the league, and you absolutely have the best tight end in the league as well. And Javonte Williams has something to prove when he comes back here, not to mention he is another year removed from that major near-catastrophic knee injury that could have ended his career.
For the Broncos on offense, the Cowboys defense hasn't really been anything to
stick at.
Yeah. But what do you think the point of emphasis will be for Sean Payton to attack the ground game, seeing what Rico Dowdle's done to this team and other running backs, or try to do the air raid with our secondary that's all beaten and bruised?
Honestly, with the Broncos, it's going to be about the play calls and the execution. I know that sounds silly. It's more about what the Broncos can do than what the Cowboys can do. The Broncos do have talent on offense, but at times they've looked like an absolute hot mess, and we are seven games into the season. The one bad defense that they played this year was Cincinnati, and they put up 28. But, you know, with the way the Cowboys are scoring, the Broncos might need to score 30. You just hope it's not 33 in the fourth quarter.
What would you make of how Bo Nix has looked? It seems like he got off to kind of a rough start, but it feels like here lately, though, and maybe it's kind of indicative of what you were saying, though. It's just that, you know, when this offense is slow and meandering, he doesn't look great, but then there's other times where Bo Nix is throwing dots all over the field.
Well, you're watching a lot of fourth quarter Bo Nix.
Yeah.
Because quarters one through three have been tough to watch. Just the Giants game as an example. What do you have? Four or five passes, knocked down. One thing he's had a real challenge with, and Sean Payton completely downplayed this at a press conference, I'm thinking, Sean, this should not, he said, well, Bo Nix not hitting on deep passes. He goes, that's like 50th on my list. Can you at least give me 49, 48? Because honestly, the way he is throwing a deep pass, there's no touch to it. It's more of a line drive than dropping it in a bucket. And he has had guys who have been open, guys who have speed like Troy Franklin and Marvin Mims, and he's missing these guys. I think that Sean Payton, forget about the Cowboys defense or even the Cowboys game, Sean Payton needs to stop showing everybody all of his brand new Christmas toys and just keep it simple for a second-year quarterback, because Sean Payton and his play calling has certainly been part of the problem. And people around here, including me, are wondering, does Sean Payton need to give up play calling duties, which is something it would be harder to rip a steak away from a pit bull than get Sean Payton to do that.
Well, I was going to say, you know Sean Payton. I mean, isn't that part of the reason why he went to, I mean, Denver gave him pretty much autonomous control, right, as far as over the football team and everything else? I mean, he's –
yeah.
I mean, this has got to be – I mean, he's riding off into the sunset in Denver, correct?
I would think so, certainly as long as Bo Nix is here. This is what I could tell you about Sean Payton. He's not an easy guy to get along with.
Yeah.
Okay? He pissed off the entire organization within a matter of months when he gave a interview to Jared Bell at USA Today, and he ripped basically the organization top to bottom. And then he called Nathaniel Hackett the worst coach in the history of the NFL to boot. I mean, but this is my favorite part of it. He said, I probably had too many lattes before I did the interview. Really? Okay. Well, maybe you might want to cut down on the caffeine. Sean Payton knows what comes out of his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to suggest he's calculated, but this whole brouhaha that has happened with Russell Wilson over the last couple of days, and I'm guessing you guys are more than familiar with it.
Absolutely.
This is what I've said. This is what I said on both of my shows, Shangri-La and Mile High Sports. Either Sean Payton is incredibly unself-aware, or he's lying.
Yeah,
it's one of the two. So I look at Sean and say, just pick a category, because it's one of the two. It's not going to be anything in between. Sean Payton has said more than a few things that he knows ruffles feathers, and he doesn't say it by accident.
overall as a head coach then? I mean, do you think, I mean, you know, look, 2011's a long time ago. I mean, it's been 14 years since that Super Bowl championship, right? No.
It's been about 40 years since you guys have won a championship.
Oh, well, no. I get it. Look, you're preaching the choir.
I'm joking. It's 2015. And that was ironic. That's the 10-year anniversary. And ironically, where they won.
I'm talking about Sean Payton. Okay. As far as, you know, do we still think he has his fastball and can he take this team? You know, are Denver fans convinced? Are you convinced that with everything you just said, you know, that Sean Payton can get this team to a Super Bowl?
Yeah, he can. I'll tell you why. Because this franchise was a hot mess before he got here. I mean, they did not have a lot of talent on the roster. They certainly did not have a quarterback. They were dealing with Russell Wilson. The roster that they have put together is textbook. How you put together a roster, and quite frankly, I don't know how they did it. They drafted incredibly well.
Yeah.
George Payton, the GM, did more than a pretty good job. Then he combined forces with Sean. You can make the case they are picking the right players. The culture there is a winning culture. These guys believe. Sean Payton has done a lot of great things for this organization. He has, you could make the case single-handedly, turn this around.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason why the Broncos are going to be on national television, meaning the nationally televised game against the Cowboys, besides the fact the Cowboys are on national television every single week and it drives me nuts, the only reason why the Broncos are there is because of Sean Payton.
Yeah.
They gave up a first and a second for him, and they underpaid.
Well, I tell you what, when you put it like that, I mean, you ain't lying, because, I mean, let's call it what it is. 3 years ago with Nathaniel Hackett, this team was a laughing stock. And to think 3 years later with Sean Payton and Bo Nix, I mean, like you said, this is an AFC contender in 2025. All right, last thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. No, I was actually going to switch gears because I'm dying to know about I want to get your Nuggets take. You know, kind of where are we at with this team? And because, I mean, we just saw, you know, our team here in Dallas look anything but a championship contender last night. How are we feeling about your Nuggets?
Well, I think they're the best team in basketball. Yes, better than Oklahoma City. And I can give you a lot of reasons.
We need at least two or three.
Okay. Number one, Cam Johnson is a huge upgrade from Michael Porter Jr. He plays in space. He plays well off the ball. He creates his own shot. He's going to give a totally different dimension to this offense. I don't need to say the obvious, which is Nikola Jokic.
Yeah.
Jamal Murray has never been particularly great in the regular season. And a lot of it had to do with he didn't come in shape, and he wasn't that much of a leader. He has turned it around. And from the people that I've talked to and the few practices that I've seen, he looks like a different cat. But I think the biggest thing is this, is that when they won the title, they won a title with one of your guys, Christian Brown, Bruce Brown, and Jeff Green. Mm-hmm. They played eight guys in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And this bench is considerably better than what they had in that championship season a few years ago. Now they have Bruce Brown, who just turned 29, right? You also brought in Tim Hardaway Jr. We'll see how he is going to fit in. Well, you know, I agree with you, but he's not going to be a starter. And yes, he might shoot too much. And if he's not playing team ball, I can promise you he will be on the bench.
Yeah.
I have zero, because they have other guys, young guys, who can shoot. We'll see how he fits in. To me, he's kind of a wild card, but to get a guy like Valanciunas, who's going to give Jokic time on the bench, and I don't think you're going to see a huge drop-off, that's a very big deal as well. They have a much better bench. Now, I'll put this into perspective for you. Their bench, in general, is average league-wide.
Yeah.
But when you compare it to last year, the improvement is dramatic. And I think they have the best starting five in basketball.
Well, you're going to, and my boy Brown, who I still understand why he pronounces it Brown when it's spelled Braun, he needs to be at 18, you need about 17, 18 points a game out of him, and he's got to be a better shooter. That's been my biggest pet peeve with Christian Braun is, I love everything about his game. But he's got to be a better shooter. He's got to.
He has to be, he's a guy who does attack the rim.
Yes.
And you know him, he's a gym rat. He's going to be, hoisting up, the traditional 1,000 threes a day. Okay. He is a role player. He is never going to be a star in this league. He was never a star in high school. He was never a star at AAU. He was never a star at Kansas, and he's not a star here. Yet he wins everywhere he goes.
He does.
You need a guy like that on your team. You need a glue guy. He's like an Alex Caruso. You need a guy like that, I think,
in order
to win a title.
No, you absolutely do.
And I think the Nuggets had that particular guy in Bruce Brown when they won a few years ago. Well-liked guy, works really hard. I'm not saying this because I'm from Chicago. I am not a fan of the teams here. I want them to win.
Sure.
Makes my job easier. But I root for people in the organization. I root for great stories. Listen. If the Nuggets win 13 games this year, it's going to be an unbelievable story. If they win 65 games and win a championship, it's going to be an unbelievable story. I just want the story. So I'm not So it might sound like I'm being some homer from Denver. I'm not. Oklahoma City is the team to beat, and the Nuggets have enough firepower now to surround Jokic. This is the best roster, in my opinion, by far, that he has ever had around him.
Tell you
and
what.
Oh, by the way.
Yes, sir.
Now, one guy he has ever played with has ever been on an all-star team.
Who, Jamal Murray?
No, his whole career.
He's saying nobody has.
Nikola
Jokic has played with one all-star his entire career, and that was DeAndre Jordan when he was like 73 years old, and he's no longer part of the team. Murray's never been an all-star.
Yeah, that's true, man.
Aaron Gordon has never been an all-star. KCP was never an all-star. Think about the history, and I don't know if you guys are as old as I am. I hope you're not. But when you look at the history of the NBA, you need a dynamic duo, generally speaking, to win a title.
Oh, you got
dynamic duo doesn't mean two all-stars. It means two future Hall of Famers.
Yeah, two All-Pros at the very least, for sure.
And the Nuggets have had none of those guys around Jokic.
That's a hell of a stat. That's the first time I've heard that. And like you said, by the time DeAndre played with him, he was already, he retired, didn't he? Or is he still?
I don't know if he's still hanging around. I know he's not with the Nuggets anymore.
Fair enough.
Yeah, and the whole conversation about the MVP, to me, with the MVP award, and I'm not one, gets all worked up about the MVP, but we need to make a decision as a voting group on what we should be voting on. Are we voting for the best player in the league? Are we voting for the guy who's the most valuable to his team? Or are we going way down the rabbit hole and voting for a guy just because his team had the best record in the league? To me, number three should not be part of the criteria.
Fair.
But that's how SGA won it. And he's a terrific player. He's a great player. But no one in their right mind would take SGA over Jokic. Nobody. Do you think SGA is the best player in the league?
No.
No. No, I do not.
Right.
I do not.
Right.
I will say this, and I get it, and I don't want to be a prisoner of the moment after one game, but I've never seen anything like what I saw last night at a Wembanyama. That was insane. Again, one game, we still got a lot of basketball left, but that was one of the most incredible performances I've ever seen out of an NBA player.
Jokic has the potential to win four, maybe five MVPs, because in less than 2 years, it's going to be Wembanyama every year until there's Wembanyama fatigue like there was with Jokic.
Fair enough. You know what? You're not wrong about that. Eric, I'll tell you what, we can do this all hour. Hey, tell the folks at home where they can find you at on the social medias.
On Gorilla Sports, do a show with Nate Jackson, former Broncos wide receiver and tight end. And then I do a show on Mile High Sports 5 days a week with Bruce Hurdle. And I just make an ass out of myself every day, just like I just did now.
But you were fantastic. Where can they find? What's your Twitter handle?
At Eric Goodman.
Easy enough.
And I think it's Eric Goodman 44 on Instagram. I don't think I need to go through the whole list. I don't want to. I appreciate you allowing me to say this stuff, but yeah, people listen. I hope they do. I'll tell you what I'm looking forward to most.
Yes, sir.
Avs stars.
Okay,
that's what we're going to see moving forward. Not Nuggets, Mavs. not Broncos, Cowboys.
Yeah.
It's going to be the Avs against the Stars.
Well, it definitely won't be Rangers Rockies either. So we can at least feel confident saying that much.
Listen, there is in the next 5 years, there is a better chance of me eating a dozen apples and crapping a fruit salad than the Rockies even making the playoffs.
We're going to mark that and make that a drop. You just said it, and I love every minute of it. And I tell you what, we got a whole new intro just for Eric. We might have to just have a monthly Eric Goodman appearance here on Fan After Dark. Eric, my man, entirely too long. Let's do this again real soon. Enjoy the game on Sunday.
I will, and I look forward to the Nuggets game tonight. Guys, have a great day.
Thank you, sir. Same to you. Eric Goodman, ladies and gentlemen. A lot to feed off of what he just said, and we'll talk a little NBA as well. Loves him. Some Nikola Jokic. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. This is Fan After Dark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, boy. Tell you what, Eric Goodman, we got to get him back on the show. Fantastic. A lot of good stuff from our boy Eric Goodman. Give him a follow. Will be glad that you did.
Can we make this segment fair or foul? It's a lot of sports.
I mean, I've got fair or foul slated for 8:40. So let's just talk a little basketball here.
Okay, I can do that.
This is a short segment because we went long with Eric Goodman.
You know what? Act like I'm coming on the show. I am calling in. I'm the...
You want to tell us on the telephone with Blake Elliott?
Yes, but you're just asking me questions.
Blake from Dallas?
Yeah. I'll keep it 2 to 3 sentences each. We're just going to rapid fire any NBA question you have, Mavericks related, non-Mavericks related. I'll try my best to answer it. Rapid fire.
Where are we going after the show to go play high stakes poker?
I was thinking Billups Avenue.
Yeah. Preferably where no one knows.
Preferably
so
where
if you're
no
listening
knows.
To this right now, mum's the word.
I do know a corner store that allows it in the back. Funny enough.
I heard they sell crappy vapes, though.
They do. Funny enough, have you been to those gas stations where they have slot machines?
Yeah. Hello.
That just feels weird, no? I don't know. I don't know if why I feel like that, but it feels...
I mean, they're usually
right.
They're sketchy, yeah.
When it's like six and there's people camped out at those.
Hanging out for hours on those things.
Like, we were at a gas station. It'd be different if it was like a Buc-ee's where it feels like a store. I'm talking about the smallest gas stations you've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
And there's six slot machines stacked in there and everyone's on them. But, okay, next question. I'm ready.
Okay. How much longer would you keep Cooper Flagg at point guard?
Zero games.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it. I told you I wouldn't do it from the beginning. I said it was a mistake. I think you can pivot to it within a game.
Within
game
a game,
flow.
Yes.
Hey, we're getting out-rebounded. Our defense isn't looking good, and I want to really emphasize rebounding defense and height, and I'm going to put this lineup in there. Cooper Flagg's got 8 or 9 points, and let's do it. First game where he's not even having to think about being a rookie. He's having to think about setting up the offense and being a point guard. I wouldn't have done it. I think you can still do it at some point. Cooper Flagg's 18 years old, one of the 20 youngest players to ever play the game of basketball. I just think you put too much on his plate, so I would stop doing it tomorrow.
They sure did. I mean, I didn't have a problem with it, but after watching how just uncomfortable he looked last night and just how lethargic that offense looked.
And that offense, I mean, they started doing PJ Washington isolations and DHOs with Dwight Powell. That was their offense in the second half. And it's like, you're just asking too much. This offense already isn't smooth sailing. It needs a lot of configuration. It needs a maestro to set people up. You got a lot of guys that need to be set up. AD needs to be set up. Lively needs to be set up. Clay needs to be set up. None of those guys can just bring the ball up and just ISO every other possession and score like Wimby did. You don't have those type of players.
How scary is it for you Spurs-wise when you consider, you know, was it Jeremy Sochan was out last night?
Yeah.
Sochan was out last night, and no De'Aaron Fox.
And Carter Bryant didn't even play that much. And
so
that's their all-world defender they just drafted, too. Now, the Spurs will make the playoffs. I don't think that's a hot take anymore.
I mean, dude, Dylan Harper came off the bench, played 23 minutes, and scored 15. A quiet 15. You know, and
I'm uber excited for the Spurs. They have a lot of good pieces, and they're all young. Like almost every single person on that team is on the same timeline outside of Harrison Barnes. And what's the center they have? I'm blanking right now. That also played next to Wimby. Outside of those two, they have their entire team is on the exact same timeline, and they're going to be good for a long time. Ladd McConkey.
By the way, the Chargers are putting belt to ass on the Minnesota Vikings. I think the Carson Wentz experiment needs to end.
Yeah, but it's not great with JJ. Okay, next question. I'm ready.
What is your? We're only one game in.
We are.
So let's not be prisoners of the moment.
Okay.
What is your panic level right now with the Dallas Mavericks after one game?
10 being they're never going to win another game. 1 being they're going to win
10 is they're going to be in the lottery and would be lucky to win 20 games.
I would say a 6.
Okay.
More than we saw some of these problems in the preseason.
Bigger issue for you right now. Cowboys defense or Mavericks offense?
That's a good question. I would say Cowboys defense.
Okay.
Mavericks offense, those plays are too good not to figure it out, but I do think it could be something that takes a while. The Cowboys defense isn't going to get good until they bring outside people in.
Yeah.
The Mavericks have the people. I do think they have the roster to still be a playoff team and a championship-level team. It's just not going to be as plug-and-play as maybe some of us thought.
Does it concern you, last thing, our boy Ron Harad talked about this, that...
Blake Elliott joining us on the DM Lee.
And I forgot all about this, that Jay Kidd tried to play Giannis at point guard.
Yep.
All right. Are we worried that Jay Kidd's just one of these guys that, you know what, I played point guard, I can teach anybody how to do it, and I'm going to make Cooper Flagg a point guard come hell or high water?
Does Cooper... I mean, Jason Kidd, I don't think I'm speaking out of turn here... comes across, and rightfully so, Hall of Fame player, top 75 player, as I know what I'm doing more so than anyone. Like, every time he's asked the question, it's kind of a sarcastic, for real. You think I'm going to do this? You really think that? You don't? Yeah, we didn't think about that. You know, Twitter knows
basketball.
Best.
Twitter, they know.
Like, so he's
one of the greatest responses ever.
He's very much a. I already knew when he was going to get asked about Cooper Flagg. Yeah, he's fine. I'm going to start him there again tomorrow.
Yeah.
You don't think I know what I'm doing? And I don't think he's, I don't think Jason Kidd's being rude. I just think it's a, I don't know the right word to put on it, but he comes off as I know what I'm doing and you don't.
Arrogant.
Arrogant.
Yeah, he's arrogant. Yeah, I mean,
and when it works, it works. You're in the Western Conference. The Mavericks have done two things since Jason Kidd's been a coach. They've either missed the playoffs or made the Western Conference Finals. There's been zero in between.
There's no in between with him.
And they missed the playoffs last year. It's gone miss Western Conference Finals. Miss Western Conference Finals.
Kind of like Bruce Bochy in a way, right? Either miss the playoffs or go all the way, one of the two.
But that's actually a good thing. That's what you don't want a mid coach.
No, I mean,
put me in the lottery. No, or put me in the,
you know, it's kind of like that. It's kind of like that Billy Joel song. I go to extremes. That's what you get with Jason Kidd. And Jason, and it's one of them things too, where I think Jason Kidd, especially now, you almost get the feeling like now he's really dug in.
Got that extension, man.
Well, not just that. I mean, that doesn't hurt, right? I mean, especially after what he went through last year and carried the water for the Mavericks.
Carried
and,
heavy
you know,
water.
Carried heavy water, right? I mean, he was the one taking all the arrows after the Luka trade.
Every game he had to answer about after, Luka.
It didn't matter win, lose, or draw. You've got five players on the roster that are eligible to play. You know, you might have to suit up J. Kidd. And he still went out there and answered questions. So this year, it's almost kind of like, it's almost like he won a championship last year. Yeah. You're not going to tell him anything. Yep. This year, as far as like, look, I got rid of, you know, oh, you didn't want to pay these guys? All right, fine. As far as I'm talking about his staff, all right, good. I got my guys in here. We're going to do it the way I want to do it. And by God,
it's a lot of that old Lakers.
A lot of that old Lakers staff. And it's like, look, I'm going to make Cooper Flagg a point guard. And all you haters out there that said I can't do it or that he didn't look right, guess what? I'm going to show you when it's all said and done. And I wonder if that's kind of the us against the world mentality. Could, hey, this thing, like, again, it's either going to go really, really well, and we're all going to be saying to ourselves, man, just Jason Kidd really knew what he's talking about, and kudos to him, or it's going to crash and burn, and we're like, all right.
You think AD's elbowing J. Kidd to get D'Lo in the starting lineup? You know, obviously they play together, have some chemistry.
But look, J. Kidd is the kind of dude, you can elbow him all you want. Yeah. I mean, you heard the answer when they asked, you know, when our boy Kevin Gray asked him, are you going to play him at the four? That's the only position he goes, oh, I didn't hear that. Where'd you hear that? Oh, the Twitter? Yeah, because they know what everything, right? Like, you're not... The thing about J. Kidd being A, as you alluded to, a Hall of Famer.
Top 75.
One of the 75 greatest NBA players of all time.
I would be walking around confident.
There's
too.
Nobody on that team... Or in that arena.
Other than Kyrie, maybe.
What's Kyrie going to tell Jason Kidd?
I'm saying he's the only one that probably would say something to J. Kidd about. Okay.
And Jason Kidd, you can look at him. Okay, and?
I think he listens to Kyrie.
I'm sure he does. But at the end of the day, you ain't telling J. Kidd nothing.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe that's why he's like, look, we're going to kind of tread water until, or my better question for you is, last point before we go to fair or foul next, do you think Nico will make a move?
Nah.
Because he hasn't been afraid to do it.
They'll keep this for a little bit. Are you just saying?
Not now. Yeah. Like, not within the next week or two. Not within the month.
Cooper Flagg,
but by the end of December, early January, if this team's still kind of floundering around 500 and they're still needing a guy that can go out and create his own shot.
And they haven't looked good, yeah, he'll make a trade.
All right, that's Blake Elliott. I'm Fred Davis. We got our boy Khaki Kevin Walker behind the glass on the 1s, 2s, and 3s. All right, coming up next, let's do a little fair foul. Kevin's got one. Blake's got one. I had one, but you know what? I'm going to defer to these two guys next. Don't go anywhere. Your text messages and more. 877-881-1053. Don't go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, you guys know what time it is. It's time for a little fair or foul. By the way, the Chargers are up 21-3 over the Vikings. Chargers with 82 rushing yards. The Vikings with 10. All right. So, Khaki Kev, you told me during the pre-show that you had a fair or foul.
I do. Am I kicking things off?
Well, I'm asking you first.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I was scrolling across the Twitter sphere, if you will, and okay. I follow a couple of different sites that post if new games and stuff come out, and I'm not much of a scary movie or scary games kind of guy, but maybe this might be something that piques your interest or maybe one of the listeners. Don't Scream Together is a new game that was just announced. Blake, you might have seen this. I don't know. It's a four-player online co-op horror game. The game will restart if anyone screams or speaks too loudly. Essentially, you're in a forest.
Okay. I'm interested.
You start in the day, and it gets, you know, further and further into the night. It's you and four other people. You're being chased or hunted, and essentially, you're hooked up to these mics, and if anybody screams, breathes too loud, or just makes too loud of a noise, sneezing, whatever have you, everybody dies and the game restarts.
I think that's a fantastic idea. I think the only thing about it they have to monitor is like someone else is in the room and they just like, hey, says something, like your girlfriend comes home. Is that like in the game and she just says something loud?
You better text her and let her know what time it is.
Like girl, I think that
keep
that game
your mouth shut when you come in this house.
That game has great potential and could be some really funny videos online, but as long as they figure out a way to like monitor the mic sensitivity, if you will. Like,
how do you win?
Now, I don't know the entirety of like how you win. I guess maybe just one of those where you stay alive for the longest. Now, if you are the screamer, you can also come back as the hunter. So someone within the group is, so I guess four players, people are getting chased. One person could be the hunter.
If you scream, is the whole game's over for everyone? Or
yes,
just
everybody
that player?
Dies.
It should be, I think it should be just that player. That would be my editorializing with it. If you scream, you're out.
Where do you find this game at?
This is one of those games you can find on Steam. So it's going to be like a PC operated game, it sounds like.
Not console. Right?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Now, my fair foul to this.
When does it say the game comes out?
For
all the people interested.
So it's been interested. So it's been announced. I don't know if a release date or anything like that has come out yet. I'm sure if you go look at the Play Don't Scream, which is their social media handle, they'll keep you informed with all that information. My fair foul of this, supposedly farting also gets you killed in this if you fart too loud. Fair or foul, farting gets you killed in a video game.
Well, fair, because how sensitive is this mic? I have farted multiple times while saying on the mic and nobody's heard it. So I fart on this mic and nobody hears it. And this mic is really good. So I don't know how it's going to hear.
I mean, if it's that loud, I mean, I guess if it's a loud, I mean, obviously,
dude,
if it's a loud,
how loud
that's
going to
be, I mean, that's going to be a loud, it's going to be loud.
You want to talk about
flatulence.
Funny clips. I mean, that would be.
You would have to like stand up and turn around. If you're sitting down in a chair like any normal
person
playing a
game. You don't know what some people's flatulence issues might be. I mean, I get it.
I'll say fair because I don't think
it'll
happen.
I'll say it's fair. Yeah, I mean, man, games have come a long way.
Now we're getting into the what's happening in your house affects the game.
Your dog's barking.
Imagine you think you're being completely quiet and you lose, and it says, like, you're the person that killed everyone. You're like, whoa, where?
Yeah,
what loud sound is happening in my room that I wasn't aware of?
And you got to buy the microphones with this game too.
I'm assuming the mic you already have
comes
with it. Yeah, you probably have to have like a headset.
We think it's a specific headset just for this game, not the headset that you have.
That would
change a lot.
That would change a lot. I'll have to look. I mean, I'm going to stay up to date with this.
What's this game called?
So it's called Don't Scream Together. I'm looking at their social media handle. Their bio says online co-op jump scare horror simulator where you and your friends walk through a pitch black forest with camcorders in 1993. So it's based back in 93.
It sounds like the that movie, The Blair Witch Project, which was well before y'all's time.
Yeah,
so,
we'll just go with that.
I guess. I don't know.
I like it.
I think it's foul. Sounds stupid. Continue.
It's a game. Sounds stupid.
So you could be in a forest, a cornfield, you can be in anything.
Could you be at an underground poker game? If we can do that, now Fred's interest has been piqued. All right, fair foul, Blake. You have won. Now you've been on a little bit of a heater here. We started with this segment a couple days ago where you creepily send out random text messages.
Why is it creepy?
I'm just editorializing. You send out these text messages to these women that are interspersed throughout your phone. You went 0-for-10 on day one.
Whoa, yeah.
Okay. Then the next day, or the day that you read that, you did 4. Okay. And you got one girl to respond.
Yeah.
And you're, allegedly you guys are going to meet up, correct? She said when?
She said when. I never responded.
Oh, you didn't respond.
See, I enjoy just the chase.
Sounds a little suspect.
I just enjoy the chase, to be honest. Okay. So I tried again.
With what? With what? With another?
With a DM.
With new ones.
Yeah.
How many?
I showed you the picture.
You did.
It's just one.
Oh, just the one.
Just the one.
Okay.
Or maybe two. I said, name redacted.
Yeah.
I need to put you in the calendar to hang out.
Mm. And just for the sake of this segment, when was the last time you two had conversed?
October 12th.
Within the last couple of weeks?
Yeah.
Okay, so this hadn't been as long as some of these other women who were married with children now, for instance. Okay,
correct.
So I had good context for that.
But nothing has really crossed the...
How long have you known this young lady?
I'd say about 2 years. Nothing has really crossed the flirtatious boundary.
Oh, because it's all been very like, hey, how you doing? Yeah.
Business.
Big head. What's up, big head?
I wouldn't say that. So I said, we need to put it in the calendar to hang out.
Yeah.
She responded immediately.
Oh.
My ex that I just broke up with.
Oh.
Got ran over by a train.
Wow.
And passed away.
Tell me this is a true story. I need to read this. My ex who got... hold on. Just stop. I believe you. So you mean to tell me right now... I just want to make sure we're on the same page here. You're telling me as of 2054, for those of you operating on the 24-hour clock, you texted her today?
Texted her at 2:50.
So 2:50 today.
She responded at 4:10.
At 4... So you said, hey, we need to hang out.
Yeah, because we've been talking about hanging out.
And now... The ex, do we know previously? First time she's mentioned an ex.
I didn't even know she was dating someone.
Okay. And so today at 4:10, she says to you.
My ex that I just broke up with got ran over by a train and passed. I'm not doing good right now. I'm sorry. And I said, hey, I have here if you need someone to vent to that's so sad, praying for you. And she said, thank you.
That's when you say, so do you want my dart pass or no? Too soon? Too soon.
The reason I brought it up for
that fair... That silver line just opened up, by the way.
The reason I brought it up for fair foul, because fair foul responding to another guy's DMs if your ex just passed away, pretty traumatically.
Totally fair. Totally fair.
I feel like I'd be... And she said just broke up. If you're 5 years removed, I get it. But like, if me and the girl I was just dating broke up, and then a week or two later she gets hit by a train and passes away, I would not be DMing other
girls. We need to find out more about this dude getting hit by a train. That's the story.
And passing away. Like, she didn't say get hit by a train.
Let's call it what it is. The dude that survives getting hit by a train, I mean, that's a whole other conversation.
I'm just saying, like, if someone you cared about deeply just passed away, would you be DMing other guys back? Even in any capacity. Even to say that, like, I wouldn't be divulging that information. I would just not answer my DMs for probably like 6 months. Like, I'd be pretty pretty wrecked.
Yeah, I mean, look, man.
Would you not be wrecked? You'd be like, oh, it's whatever.
You don't have to give away location. Local, yes.
Local as in, like, lives in Texas?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, lives in Texas.
There has been a couple of fatalities lately.
Did she get, I mean, what did he get? We don't know what train.
Dude, why is he trying to make jokes? He's trying to find every age to make a joke. I'm looking at his brain turning. How can I make a joke?
I don't know. That's such a wild thing to do and say.
I'm reading you the text. Someone said it feels like she's messing with you. No, I've known her for a while. That'd be a pretty random thing to mess around with.
I mean.
And this person's older. This is not someone like 21, 22, 23.
How old is she?
In her 30s. Yeah.
And her boyfriend just got ran over and killed by a train.
Yep. At least that's what she told me. I 99% of me believes that.
I mean, look, wherever you meet her at, I would definitely ride solo. Just saying. Coming up next, let's get into a little NFL stack. Tua doing Tua-like things. Don't go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.